We're doing Chafetz Chaim, we're up to the ninth chapter, and now we're up to a topic called Avak Lashon Hara, like the dust of Lashon Hara. Yesh dvarim, there are certain things she'asurim itam Avak Lashon Hara, that the reason they're prohibited is what's called the dust of Lashon Hara. Kegon, for example, if a person says, Me haya omer al ploni she'yeh kmo shehu ata, says, I wish we could say that so-and-so should just stay the way he is. Or if a person says, Shitku mi ploni ni rotze lehodia me'ara ma'yeh. Or he says, don't get me talking about him. I don't want to say what happened with him. So you didn't say directly something negative. You just said something that insinuates something negative. Another thing that people can do is they go to a person, you know, that this guy has a spat with his neighbor, with his brother-in-law, with his roommate. So you go to the guy, you can't stand him, and next to him you start saying, you know, Shmerel, such a nice guy, Shmerel, he's the best. So he hears it, he's always, you know, he's going to say, he might be very nice, but you just can't trust him. He might be very nice, but only when you're looking. You know that by saying it next to him, you're going to arouse him to say something. And our assumption is that whenever you say good things about a mother-in-law in front of her daughter-in-law, or a daughter-in-law in front of her mother-in-law, you're doing that too. They treat one another civilly, right? But beneath that civility, Chazal said there's going to be some type of competition, enmity. Don't do that. Don't go telling your wife what a wonderful mother you had. It's not a good idea. So Avak Lashon Hara is another example, is when we praise someone next to a person who's not going to take fondly to it. Because you're arousing them to say negative things about him. You also have to think about that when we ourselves praise someone. Very often, if we're going to praise someone and we know deep down inside that we're not so fond of the person, then when we praise them, for the sake of honesty, we're going to temper our praise, and that's already running into Lashon Hara. Now, this is also true if we exaggerate, if we go on and on praising someone, even if it's in front of regular folks. The average person can hear a certain amount of praise, and when you cross a certain line, they feel a need to temper your praise. And so you have to be careful not to go too much when praising someone. Because even ourselves, if we go too far praising someone, then we will end up correcting ourselves or saying something to fix our praise, and then we're really shaming the person. Lomar, we would say, he's wonderful, chutz memida ra'azo sheyesh lo. Except for he's got one little fault, right? Or else the listeners will answer. Why are you going so far praising him? You didn't notice that he has this weakness or that weakness. So we have to temper our praise. That's another example of Avak Lashon Hara, where a person didn't directly say something harmful, but by saying things this way, they're going to bring about a negative comment. So I guess this also depends on the listeners. There are some people that one sentence is too much for them to hear, right? If you just say so-and-so is a nice guy, you went too far in front of them. I'm glad you think so. Right? They didn't say anything, right? But they added enough to be called Lashon Hara. So that's the idea of the Avak Lashon Hara, as we will see, is where you don't directly say something negative, but either we infer or we insinuate or we cause something to be said which is going to be negative. You know, so-and-so is great. He's really great so long as you're on his side of the politics. So-and-so is very, very nice to his family. You could say, you know, that there are always ways, and that's a Avak Lashon Hara. It's considered the dust of Lashon Hara. It's not directly. We didn't directly say something negative. We said something positive. Just stuck in something negative. So that's an example, and we'll see more examples as we go on.